All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable
with Rick Delgado.
Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it's all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming back to the show right now is a certified life coach. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's an owner. She owns Fowler Life Coaching at a Surfside Beach in South Carolina. You can reach out to her either by phone at 202-294-1080 or go to the website, fowlercoaching.com. That's Fowler, F-O-W-L-E-R, fowlercoaching.com. I'm talking about my guest, Kim Fowler. Boy, that sounds familiar. Kim Fowler, Fowler Coaching. Oh, I see what you did there. How are you, Kim?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you again for taking the time with us today. How's everything down in your neck of the woods in Surfside Beach?
Well, we don't have a nor'easter, but we are pretty cold down here.
You just had to throw that in my face, huh? Throw that in
it's
my
cold.
Face.
About we're going to be snow. In the 30s tonight.
Ooh, big whoop. Hey, Kim, I'd love to sit here and just make fun of you all day about your weather, but I'm not going to. Let's talk about you and what you do to get everybody caught up. Whoever hasn't heard you on our air before, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you do.
Okay. Well, I am a life coach. I've been a life coach for 10 years now. And I got into it because I had a lot of change in my life from a young age growing up and even in my career. I moved every 18 months when I worked in the corporate world. And, some things I would struggle with, but then I always came out of it. But I would have people ask me, how did you handle this? How did you handle that? And, or what should I do even? And I felt like coaching just kind of came natural to me. And I wanted to help other people on a larger scale and read a book called Coach Yourself to Success, which really just kind of changed my life. That's when I found out coaching existed.
Right.
And so that was in 2003. And for the last 10 years, I've been a certified life coach. And I live here in Surfside Beach, and I coach people all over the country.
Yeah, and in respect to, you make mention of, you didn't know coaching was even something that you do or could do. Mm-hmm. I myself was thinking about that as well, and it's like, when did I first understand that this is actually something that people do and can do for a career? And I think it was a reality show. I think it was Scott Baio.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had a life coach or something. And for some reason, I got like swept up in watching his stupid life, and I'm like, "Why am I watching Scott Baio?" but it was the fact that he was working with somebody to try and be a better person. Of course, he had his own personal failings in terms of relationships and trying to move past that, and that kind of thing. So that's how I got my first exposure, at least, to it. But yeah, I could see how you could say I didn't even realize you could do this.
Yeah, what a great career too, to be able to help people.
Yeah, and you said for the most part you were doing that anyway.
Yeah, I was. It was they say whatever people come to you and ask you to do for them, that's usually what you're good at.
Right. Now, in terms of people reaching out to you, of course they can go to your website, fowlercoaching.com. But when you're working with somebody, and again, you're probably working with people in business, right? Who maybe they're working for somebody, or maybe they're looking to start their own business, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, what kind of discipline or self-discipline does something like that take?
Well,
you like what I did there?
Yeah. self-discipline is something that, self-discipline basically is a series of choices that you're making. So if you decided, for instance, I decided to quit drinking coffee 5 weeks ago. And that was tough for me because I love coffee. I love the smell of it.
Right.
I love to just sit down in the morning and drink it. And so I have not had a cup of coffee in 5 weeks. But that's, it's a choice that I make every morning not to do it.
Right.
So we think about things like that. I actually read a book recently called The Self-Discipline Blueprint, and it's by Patrick Edflat. And he says in his book, if you master four habits, then you're basically creating your foundation for self-discipline. And those are sleep, nutrition, movement, not necessarily just exercise, but keeping going
mm-hmm.
All throughout the day, and then sleep. And it's kind of like if you have the self-discipline to discipline yourself in those areas, then other areas will kind of fall in place for you. Because you're self-disciplined about yourself, you can be disciplined about other things too. So internal self-discipline helps with the external self-discipline.
Right.
So me not drinking coffee, it's easier if I've been disciplining myself all this time to be healthy to go and do other things.
Okay.
You kind of have to start with yourself. But yeah, self-discipline is something that people think they don't have. But it's not really whether you have it or don't have it. It's more the action that you take toward it.
Right. Because I think it would be, some people might be, well, I don't have self-discipline. Well, no, you do. It's probably just not the things that you know you should be doing. It's probably the things that you enjoy. You're disciplined. Maybe you love fixing cars. And when you're doing it, you're disciplined. You follow a certain pattern. This is what you're supposed to do. Maybe it's not making you any money because you're not out working. You're skipping work to work on an old car or something. But that's an example where you do have self-discipline. It's just not the right one, or it's not in the right area.
Yeah. And something you just said sparked a thought in my head, and I just lost it.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. But you're right. It could be something that you want to do. Oh, when you say, just saying the words, I don't have self-discipline, guess what? You're going to go out and eat that piece of cake that you probably shouldn't have had. Because
right.
You're giving yourself permission to not be self-disciplined. So, it's kind of a tricky thing, but it's really very easy when you think about it, because it's just a choice you're making each time. So if you're trying to not smoke, or you're trying to do better in your career, what are the choices you're making for that to happen? And,
right.
and it just goes back to choices.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, in your personal, you mentioned you gave up coffee, 5 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And was there anything that influenced that? Or was this just, I just feel like I drink too much coffee. I should back off. Was it something like that?
I was drinking probably two cups a day. And, but someone made the comment to me that coffee has a lot of pesticides in it.
Oh,
and I did a little research on coffee, and it actually changes the pattern in your brain, like the way that your brain receptors react to things. And if you drink coffee, it does something different in your brain. So I thought, and I don't really understand all of that neuroscience stuff, but mm-hmm. I thought, I'm going to quit drinking it and see how I feel.
Right.
And to be honest with you, I haven't needed that energy boost. I do drink ginseng in the morning, but or I'll have a cup of tea, but it doesn't have caffeine in it, just to get that warm liquid feeling, I guess, in the morning that I'm missing.
Right.
But that's another way that you can help with your self-discipline, is even replacing things, because then you don't feel like you're being cheated out of something,
Right. Now, what have you noticed in terms of your own? Your own self in the last 5 weeks, is it, clearer thinking? Is there anything in particular that jumps out at you?
I'm shocked. It's still hard to get out of bed sometimes. But once I'm up and out of bed, I really don't need that caffeine jolt that I thought I needed. And I don't know if it kind of has come gradually. The first week was really tough. So that could be part of that could be the way that my brain's working now. I'm just automatically getting this natural energy that I'm supposed to have, and I'm probably sleeping better at night because
right.
I'm going to, I don't have that caffeine dip in the afternoon, and I think it's better. And I'm not a soda drinker, so I wasn't getting caffeine throughout the whole day, just in
right.
the morning. So
gotcha.
Probably easier for me than some.
All right. Well, you know what? That's interesting because it's funny. In the last year, I think I just started drinking black coffee, like just because. It's like, huh?
Yeah.
I was bored. You know, I was never a coffee drinker beforehand. You know, and it's been you know, 50 years. I've never drank coffee.
Interesting.
But all of a sudden, it's just like, eh. And I think it was just out of boredom. But I think, you know, I could probably quit at any time. I don't think I'm jonesing for it. I never wake right. up going, I have to have it. It's just more of a routine, really.
Yeah, and I would wake up in the morning and tell myself, oh, I need to have that cup of coffee. You know, that right there is just saying, is reinforcing in my head that I need it.
Right.
And, you know, and I drank it for, 40 years probably, you know, for 30 years.
Right.
But, you know, so it's a difference, but I haven't missed it too much.
All right. Well, that's interesting. And again,
yeah.
we're talking with our guest Kim Fowler. Hey, can you remind us what the name of that book was that you read that kind of about the self-discipline?
The Self-Discipline Blueprint.
Okay.
And it's a great book. It talks all about, you know, taking care of yourself and understanding that you have to, you know, everybody falls off a wagon.
Right.
And so, you know, be good to yourself while you're doing it. Don't beat yourself up when you do fall off the wagon.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And again, we're talking with our guest, Kim Fowler. She is the owner at Fowler Life Coaching. She's also an author and a speaker, as well as the certified life coach. Go to her website, fowlercoaching.com. You can download her free ebook, Design the Life You Are Meant to Have, and get started also with a complimentary 30-minute session if you want to discover how you two can work together to achieve your goals, live your dreams, you know, and kind of maybe help hone that self-discipline. You need to be more successful. We'll take a quick break and come back. Let's open up the phone lines as well, too. 631-724-1405 is the phone number here in studio. If you've got a question for Kim and what she does right here on All Business Media right after these words.
Do you think you could share a free ebook called Viral Attraction Marketing Secrets if you had proof it would build an active team under you before you had to pay to join a great company? I'm Christy Sales, offering you the chance to see this system works. Download your free ebook now at icanmakecash.com. We have high demand products and a spotless reputation for paying every week. icanmakecash.com.
Aloha to all you lovebirds out there. Are you thinking about a destination wedding? Let I Do Hawaiian Weddings help you realize that dream. We specialize in Hawaiian destination weddings. Our unique knowledge of the islands and vast experience with amazing locations will help us create the destination wedding of your dreams. We can help you celebrate your love for each other with a sandy beach wedding, flower lay and bouquet, photography and videography, limousine transportation, hula dancing, ukulele music, and a beautiful dove release. We can even assist you with marriage license and online paperwork. I Do Hawaiian Weddings is all about love. So visit us on the web at idohawaiianweddings.com or call us at 808-330-5555 to realize your dream destination wedding in Hawaii now.
Hey, road cyclist, do you want a real adventure? How about a week-long vacation in Tuscany or Lake Como, Italy? Cyclabella Italia Tours are so much more than just great cycling. Come and enjoy not only cycling, but all the best in food, wine, sightseeing, and la dolce pizza in Italy. Go to the website, cyclabellaitalia.com, to register for the Cyclabella Italia newsletter filled with interesting information about Italy and the tours. Visit the website to view the photo gallery of prior tours and learn more about the fantastic cycling experience with Cyclabella Italia. Email Joe at cyclabellaitalia.com or phone 480-353-6660. Cyclabella Italia. Ride, eat, drink, live.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado, sitting with our guest, Kim Fowler, the certified life coach, author, and speaker, owner at Fowler Life Coaching. FowlerCoaching.com is her website, or call her directly if you want to find out about getting started. Maybe you got some questions. Maybe it's time for you to make that step. You've been trying to do it by yourself this whole time, but you're not able to. You're not getting the success you're looking for. You're not getting that traction. Reach out to her at 202-294-1080. And again, Kim, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, we do have a caller on the line. Let's go to that real quick. Caller, what's your name? What's your question for Kim Fowler?
Hey, this is Eddie. How are you?
Hey, Eddie.
I'm good.
All right, so in your opinion, you know, how important is it to be accountable?
Very, very important. And you have to be accountable to a really good, like not a friend. It would have to be someone who would really hold you accountable. If you slipped on something, say you're trying to do something important, reach a goal or whatever it is, and you slip and you don't actually do the action steps you're supposed to be doing, you need someone who's going to hold you accountable and call you out on it and make you accountable. So don't make it your best friend or, you know, someone who may not do the right thing for you. In that scenario. And I have clients, I have one client who she was going to start running, and she decided that she needed an accountability partner and didn't really have any friends here because she didn't know a lot of people because she just moved here. So she, every morning, would get up and run to this little convenience store and get a cup of, get a bottled water, and she would drink it, and then she would run home. Well, one day she didn't run, and when she the next day when she got up and she ran to the convenience store, the lady at the convenience counter said, "Wow, I was really worried about you because I didn't see you come in here yesterday, and you're always in here." So she became her accountability partner. It's like if the woman didn't see her, she would be worried.
Right.
She didn't tell the woman that, but in her mind, you know, that was her accountability partner. Make sure, you know, this woman isn't worried about me. I'm going to have to run to the convenience store. So there's little tricks that you can use if you're not sure who to use for an accountability partner. Kind of figure it out creatively, but you have to be accountable because we're not really accountable to ourselves. We're more accountable to other people. We care more about accomplishing things for others than we do ourselves, unfortunately, a lot of the time.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sure.
All right. Have a great day.
Yeah, Eddie. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Yeah, that's kind of a big deal, and
it is.
It's tough to I guess try to be accountable to yourself because then you could just cheat yourself. You could just lie to yourself and be like, yeah, but you know, you'll do it later. Oh yeah, we'll do it later.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work.
And there's things too. If let's say it's a habit, something that you do want to do every day. I don't know if you've heard the story about Jerry Seinfeld using, he used a calendar, and every day that he would get up and write every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he would put a big red X on every day that he would get up and write. And he didn't want to break that streak. He wanted to always, you know, you don't want to break the chain of red X's.
Right.
So he became accountable that way. Well, it's funny because it's kind of a story that everybody tells, but in this self-discipline blueprint book that I was reading, he didn't really do that. He told someone else to do it, but he never actually did it. And that can work for people. You know, when no matter what it is, even if I'd started with my coffee and really needed help, I could have put that red X and made sure that every day had a red X and not wanting to break it.
Right.
So yeah. That's another way to hold yourself kind of accountable to yourself.
Yeah, because, you know, again, a lot of times, you know, we try and do things on our own, but it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we let little things get in the way. We say, we'll do it later. You know, and having that quote-unquote person, you know, that's like, like the woman you described about running to the store to just get a bottle of water. It's like, I guess I do have somebody who I'm accountable to. They expect me here every day.
Yeah, and the other thing is hire someone. You know, I hire a fitness trainer because I probably wouldn't go to the gym as much, or if I did, I probably wouldn't lift as much, or I wouldn't do the things that the trainer would want me to do to get better.
Right.
I would just probably do the minimal. Hiring a trainer because that's someone that you're paying to be accountable to.
Right. Yeah, and they're not going to be nice to you.
No, they're going to call you out on it.
Right, exactly, because that's what you're paying them for.
Yeah, and you have to show up.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Again, Kim Fowler is our guest. We've got another call coming in. Let's go to that real quick. Caller, what's your name? What's your question for Kim Fowler?
Hey, what's going on? My name's Joffrey. My question is, do you find it difficult for people to make a major change in life, like a change in career, because they're afraid?
I'm sorry. I heard most of that.
So can you repeat that?
Yeah. Do you find it difficult for people to make a major change in life, like a career change, because they're too afraid?
Oh, yes. Yes, people like to stay in their comfort zone. So it's hard, and it's hard if you're afraid of something and you're not used to being afraid, because you don't take the chances, don't take the risks, don't get out of your comfort zone. So I help a lot of my clients get out of that comfort zone. Depending on what it is, it might, you know, I've had people wanting to leave marriages even, you know. There's so many things that people are afraid of, and the more you do things outside of your comfort zone, the easier it gets. So even if you start with something small, you know, it's easier each time. But, changing careers is a big one.
Yeah, there's a lot attached to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can tell why it's difficult. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, yeah. Thank you for your call. And if anybody else has a question, feel free. Ring us up here in studio, 631-724-1405. And I guess that's probably a big part of what you do, Kim, right, is dealing with people and trying to get them outside of those comfort zones that are holding them back?
Yes, that's a big one. And, you know, a lot of times it's self-confidence. Other times it might be an experience they've had in the past, which is holding them back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be all these different things. And so we drill down to find out why is this such a big deal for you? You know, some people are afraid to move. And I moved so much that moving got to be a natural thing for me. But when I was little, moving was scary because I'd lose all my friends. I didn't know what the new place was going to be like. I'd have to go to a new school.
Right.
And it took me a while to get over that. But, you know, the more you do anything, like I'm afraid of heights, so, but I've gone zip lining.
Really?
And I've done some other things to try to get over that. And I'm not as afraid of it as I used to be, because I am trying to get out of my comfort zone in that, because I don't like that paralyzing feeling of being afraid of heights.
Right.
So, and my husband's afraid of bridges. But unfortunately, he's not really trying to get over that one. I always have to drive over the bridges.
You know, it's funny you say that, too, because my girlfriend is afraid of tunnels and bridges. So whenever we're going through, especially, you know, in the New York metro area, there's plenty of tunnels and bridges we got to go over.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It drives her nuts. And I just, and I actually drive slower.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to make sure we don't get blown off or crash. Not really. I'm just trying to torment her a little bit. But, it is kind of interesting when you talk about people's comfort zones, because they can be kind of wide and varied. And everybody's got these things that, for some reason, you know, what we might find as comfortable, somebody might be like, "Oh my God, I could never do that. That's not good for me." You know what I mean?
Yeah. Public speaking is another one that is really big. But I speak a lot in public, and so I've gotten over that. But I remember first time I ever spoke, my hands were shaking, my legs were shaking, my voice, everything was shaking, and. You know, I've gotten over that now. I don't do that anymore.
Right.
Sometimes I get a little pit in my stomach if it's something big, but nothing like it used to be. My comfort zone, and I'm in my comfort zone now when I'm speaking.
Right. Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize that public speaking is not just standing in front of a podium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be you know, you're called out in the middle of a meeting and be like, "Hey, give us an update on what's going on here." That's considered public speaking.
Yes.
You know, so you always want to try and be prepared, especially if that's something that's holding you back from, you know, maybe taking that next step forward in your own career. It's you know, you're not doing things well in terms of, you know, speaking in front of others. You know, somebody like Kim Fowler at Fowler Life Coaching, she can help you in terms of, you know, kind of making that step, being accountable, you know, reaching those goals that you kind of have laid out for yourself that you just can't seem to do it by yourself.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because that is a form of public speaking, and a lot of people will do that. They'll sit in a meeting, and they have this great idea, but they won't tell anyone about it, or they go after the meeting and tell somebody who might be working on that project or whatever it is. They tell them one-on-one, but that hurts their career because, you know, even if you have an idea and you don't, and you think, oh, geez, no one's gonna agree with me on this one.
Right.
You know what? Put it out there because it gives you visibility. It shows that you care enough to actually come up with an idea.
Right.
And it can help you in your career instead of just sitting in the meeting and being afraid. And it takes time, and it takes might be something, you know, start out with something small, you know, even if you're just interjecting an agreement or something even.
Right.
You know, like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea to somebody else. And then eventually you can start sharing your own ideas, and it's not as scary.
Right. Yeah, because that'll elevate your self-confidence, which a lot of people struggle with.
Yes, definitely.
You know, so take some of those words of advice. Also, that book that you mentioned earlier. Oh, what the heck is the name of it?
The Self-Discipline Blueprint.
There you go.
It's a great book. Yeah, it really is.
The Self-Discipline Blueprint. It's by Patrick Edblad?
Edblad. E-D-B-L-A-D.
Okay. Make sure you look into that. That could be something that, you know, kind of helps you get to that next level. Or maybe working with Kim directly will help you get to that next level. Reach out to her at 202-294-1080 or go to her website, fowlercoaching.com. That's fowlercoaching.com. And as always, Kim, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, you got it. And hopefully we'll talk again. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your week. We'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.